This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Regulators have seized the assets of one of Silicon Valley's top banks, marking the largest failure of a U.S. financial institution since the height of the financial crisis almost 15 years ago. Silicon Valley Bank was the nation's 16th largest bank. It failed after depositors hurried to withdraw money this week amid anxiety over the bank's health. It was the second biggest bank failure in U.S. history after the collapse of Washington Mutual in 2008. The bank served mostly technology workers and venture capital-backed companies, including some of the industry's best-known brands. Officials in Kyiv and Ukraine's capital say most of the power supply has been restored as the country again responds swiftly and defiantly to the latest Russian barrage targeting the country's critical infrastructure. The Kremlin's forces bombarded Ukraine from afar on Thursday in what has become a familiar Russian tactic since the fall. The ground battles in the country's east largely remained mired in a grinding stalemate. Kyiv's military administration said power and water were restored Friday, but about 30% of consumers still were without heating. And another sign of normality quickly returning, the Prime Minister of Finland made an unannounced visit to Kyiv. U.S. authorities say three women have not been heard from since they traveled from Texas into Mexico 2 weeks ago. The police chief said Friday the women crossed the border to sell clothes at a Mexican flea market on February 24th. Two of the women are sisters. They were accompanied by a friend, and they said that they went to the small Penitas border city. This is VOA News. Thousands of people are under evacuation orders in Northern California with flooding from the latest atmospheric river. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Santa Cruz County is one of the areas hard hit by this latest burst of storms called the Pineapple Express. In SoCal, Nick Malenta tells KGO-TV a flooded creek destroyed a portion of Main Street.
I've never seen the creek go actually through the road, so it's just nuts to see, you know. It's really crazy.
Dozens of homes are under threat in Watsonville, and Lake Oroville spillways are being opened to head off flooding from the reservoir. In the Bay Area, a business roof collapsed, killing a worker at a Pete's Coffee distribution center. Roads are reported washed out in Central California, and several public parks, including Sequoia and Kings Canyon, are closed to visitors due to the heavy rain. I'm Jackie Quinn.
China has named Li Keqiang a close confidant of top leader Xi Jinping as the country's new premier. Nominally in charge of the world's second largest economy, Li was nominated by Xi and appointed to the position on Saturday morning session of the National People's Congress, China's ceremonial parliament. Li is best known for having enforced a brutal zero COVID lockdown on Shanghai last spring as party boss of the Chinese financial hub, proving his loyalty to Xi. In the face of complaints from residents over their lack of access to food, medical care, and basic services, the premier's authority has been steadily eroding as Xi shifts more power to bodies directly under the ruling Communist Party. New Mexico's House of Representatives endorsed new limitations on public access to police body cameras video when it captures images of nudity, violence, injury, or death. 46-19 vote Thursday sent the bill to the Senate for consideration, and associations representing county and municipal governments, including sheriff's departments, were included. The proliferation of body-worn cameras by law enforcement personnel across the country has put the use of force by police on public display, with profound consequences such as responses to images of the fatal arrest of Tyree Nichols in Memphis on January 7th. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.